This is actually going to be briefer than usual because the initial shiur was actually much longer, but I realized after we finished the shiur that there were too many loose ends that I think could be misunderstood. So let's approach it again. Once again, we'll be briefer, and Be'ezer Hashem, hopefully clear. Pasuk says, "Ki kore kan sipur lefanech bederech b'chol eitz o'al ha'aretz efrochim u'beitzim v'em o'vetetz ala efrochim o'al ha'beitzim lo sikach ha'em ala banim shaleach tishalach es ha'em ves ha'banim tikach loch l'man yitav loch v'arach t'yomim." The mitzvah shiluch ha'ken. Torah Chof Beis, Pesukim Vav and Zayin. The idea being that we send away the mother bird as it sits upon its nest, be they of nestlings inside the nest, or be they eggs inside the nest, and the idea being if we send away the mother, so then her pain is lessened. Whereas if you were to take the nestlings or the eggs while she was sitting upon them, this would be a much more difficult, much more painful. So the mitzvah is we send away the mother. The Mishnah says in Avos, in Perikei, Ha'omer al ken sipa yagil rachamecha, a person who in davening, in his tachanunim, this discussion is this specifically b'tzibur or even b'yachid. Mishaskin or so, we silence that person. And is there something wrong in saying that? Certainly saying it in public. Right? Perhaps even saying it in private. Ha'omer alken tzipo yagil rachamecha, that your mercy, your rachamim, reaches the birds, and so too be merachim upon us. So too be merachim upon us. Mishaskin, so we silence that person. The Gemara in Brachas, Lama Gimel Beis, brings two opinions. We're going to deal just with the second one, really. Akan Tzipo Yagil Rachamecha, my time of Pligi Ba'atrei Amorai. There's an argument between Amorayim B'marava in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yossi Bar Ovin, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. Chad Omer B'nei Shemati Elkina B'maisi B'Rashis, because one says the reason that the terminology Kansipo Yagil Rachamecha is inappropriate because it implies that Hashem's Rachamim is only upon the Tzipor and not in other creations, and that creates as it were kinna, so to speak, jealousy. There's an inequality here. In Maisa Bereishis, it's inappropriate to suggest that there's inequality in Maisa Bereishis. V'charom ebneisha osa midosav shal kodesh boruch hu rachamim ve'enon el gzeiros. The second opinion says that it makes instead the reason why Mishaskinos, we silence this person is because he has transformed the midos. Interesting, it uses the terminology midos shal kodesh boruch hu rachamim ve'enon el gzeiros. Midos, it doesn't say mitzvah, it says midos. Midos shal kodesh boruch hu into rachamim ve'enon el gzeiros. We shouldn't think that the midos of Hashem are rachamim. It's obviously referring to this mitzvah here. Why use the terminology mida? It needs to be understood if we can at all understand it. And they're not rachamim. They're gzeros. They're edicts. The Rambam in his Perush Mishnayos says on this, al ken sipo yagil rachamecha, etc. He says, "Inyan mashamal ken sipo yagil rachamecha shiyomar kemosha chamalta." The person is saying that just as you have rachmanis al ken sipor v'mart lo tikach ha'em al abonim, said not to take the nestlings, the eggs, while the mother is there. The whole mi shiyomar came between. So too came rachim alinu. So too have rachmanis on us. The whole mi shiyomar came betfiloso, v'shtapkin oso. They should tola tam zos ha mitzvah Bechemas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ala Olaf. Rambam says, Rambam here uses, doesn't use the word mitzvah, he uses the word mitzvah. And the reason why we silence the person is because he has made it appear that the tam, reason, underlying reason behind this mitzvah is Hashem's mercy, his chemla upon the oaf. If it were based upon his mercy upon the oaf, he's kavyochol feeling bad, pangs of conscience, God forbid, there would be no shechita. This is the mitzvah as we received it, and we don't discuss the tam. I mean, is it an expression of Hashem's rachmanis? That's the Gemara. That's the Pirush Mishnayos, and the Rambam in Perek Tes in Halacha Zayin in Hilchas Tefila says. And he continues on. He says that because if there's a complete rachim, if you're rachim, then why would he be matir shechita, etc. altogether? It's not an expression of Hashem's rachim. On the other hand, in Mor Nebuchim, he says, this is in Mor Nebuchim, Chel Gimel, Perek Mem Ches. He says, pain, suffering the animal. So to also the bird, Zatam Gamkim Shiluch Hakan, right, etc. If the Torah was concerned with the suffering, the discomfort of the animals and the birds, certainly with people as a whole, that we should be concerned for the discomfort, for their, we should be merachim. The Torah is concerned with the would it be merachim upon the behemos and the ophos, so too, would certainly be merachim on people. Don't ask me a question from there. Ron poses it as a machlokas. Poses as a machlokas, and he says he's going with the opinion yesh tam l'Torah, yesh tam l'mitzvos, etc. Yesh tam l'mitzvos, and therefore, it's lehefek. It's nothing wrong with saying the idea of a kansip or a girach mecha. Now the Rambam paskins halacha like the Mishnah. He doesn't pass him like he says in Mor Nebuchim. And this actually is a point of contention, not so much in the part of the Nosakilim and the Rambam Aladah, but the Mefarshei Rambam all discuss this. How do we put together that which the Rambam says in Mor Nebuchim with his Plak Lalach, and the Talmud seems to deal with it. His Plak Lalach and his Tefila. Okay, let's review the Rambam for a moment. How would you understand what the Rambam is saying? Is the opinion right? The opinion that says that there is tam l'mitzvos. So now. Again, the terminology the Rambam used was that if the Torah is concerned with the tsar, Im elu atzarim, this is again loshon morabuchim. Im elu atzarim anafshin chasa Torah leim bebehemus veofos kol shekin bebnei adam kulam. The Torah is concerned with the tzar of the behemus veofos. Certainly, she's concerned with the tzar of an adam. That's the tam of the mitzvah, the concern for the tzar. Now, I don't think there is a havamina, right? That this opinion, and as the opinion the Rambam quotes as being in disagreement with the Mishnah that says Al Kantzik Boy Agirach Bech Meshaskim or so. No one, I don't think, in their wildest dreams thinks that the Rambam is telling us, according to this opinion, that the reason why Hashem made the mitzvah of Kantzipor is because he felt bad for the birds. There is no one, right, who could possibly hold that. Because that would imply that that the entire Torah is reactive. There's creation is here, and it's as though the revolution says, "Oh my, what will we do with the pain of the birds? We'll give the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan to deal with the problem of the pain of the birds." I mean, that's an impossibility. We know that the Torah is the blueprint of the world. The Rambam is not disagreeing with that. The Rambam knows that the world is a creation. It's not something which always existed, and now the Torah is coming to redress some of the evils of, you know, of that exist in the world. God forbid. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. He creates the world. And he doesn't make mistakes that need fixing. So what exactly is this second opinion, the opinion that disagrees with all the idea of Al-Kan Tzipor Agiyu Rachamecha Meshaskim, so we silence that person. What is that? What is that other opinion? What is the opinion that says that's valid? Al-Kan Tzipor Agiyu Rachamecha. Again, it can't be an opinion that holds that Hashem saw the torment of the birds and therefore he created this mitzvah. That turns the world upside down. Let's go for a moment to the Ramban. Ramban says, he brings down the Rambam. This is the Ramban here in Perek Chavez, Pasuk Vav, in Kisetzi. Behukshah lav olad mashem matzah bereshis rabba. Which ends off mogin hula chosim bo. In other words, he's saying this is also difficult for the Rambam. If the Rambam is telling us there's a time of the mitzvah, right? There's a time of the mitzvah that emanates from Rachamim. So then, what does he do with this medrash? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Does it make any difference to a Kadosh Baruch Hu whether the person is shochet from the tzavar, shochet from the oref? Clearly, being shochet from the tzavar, from the neck, from the soft side, as opposed from the nape of the neck, is an easier way to bring about the animal's death. Well, nin notori letzaref is a brios. The medrash is saying furish that the Torah was given to cleanse people. Kol imas alokat srufa. Tzaref means to cleanse. Now, this accustoming us to listening to the tzivui of Hashem. It's not ichbas lei to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not like he's suffering from pangs of conscience. Now, as we said before, I don't think the Rambam meant that either. Okay, that's what the Rambam brings down. V'zayin shegazar rav mitzvah sheyesh lam tam mevur hum od. Here comes the Ramban and says that which the Rambam himself said, that there's a time for mitzvahs, he says, everybody agrees to that. Mevur od. He brings, all sorts of sources. He brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that why didn't the Mishnah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Chafavim Beis, why didn't the Torah reveal always tamim of the Torah? And the Gemara says, because it went and revealed Gabi the Melech, with regard to the Melech, don't have too many wives, don't have too many horses, etc. You have too many horses, you wind up taking the people down to Mitzrayim. You have too many wives, you'll be preoccupied with them, and you won't be able to focus on the Torah values, of, what do you call it, of yourself and of the world, etc., of the Am. Shlomo Melech said, I'll be Marveh. The Tam is written in the Torah, but I know better, Kilu, Shlomo Melech says. I can be Marveh, I won't allow it to sway my heart. And it failed. So the Gemara addresses that there is such a thing called Tamei Torah, just the Torah doesn't always reveal it. Or the Gemara Pesachim, Lemachse Atik. Asid Lavo, the Gemara brings down there in Kuf Yotes, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will reveal the Tamei Torah that are hidden in this world. When the Geula comes, Mashiach comes, Lasid Lavo, Hashem will reveal all the Tamim. So there are Tamim. She brings a pasuk in Yeshaya. V'lachti ivrim ederech lo yodo. Until now we're blind. It's not that there aren't any Tamim. There are Tamim. Just we don't see them. But ultimately, Kadosh Baruch Hu will reveal it. So the Ramban's approach is, there is no one who disagrees with the concept of Tamei Torah. There's no one who disagrees with it. Since the Rambam is making it sound as though it's a machlokis. And he, in turn, in Mora Vuchim, is leaning in the side of the direction of Tamei Torah. Again, like we said before, in Hilchos Tefillah, he goes like the other opinion. But the Ramban is saying, everybody agrees this is Tamei Torah. Everybody agrees. Aval Eilo HaGodos, says the Ramban. At the end of the page, on page 1. Again, I'm synopsizing here. אבל אלו הגודס אשר נסקשו על רב כפידת עניין אחר להם שרוצה לא מה שאין התועלס במצווס לקדוש ברוך הוא בעצמו יסעלה. This is precisely the point that we brought up before. There aren't two opinions, either Tamei Torah or not Tamei Torah, says Ramban. Everybody uses this Tamei Torah. There's no argument about that. Some revealed, some not revealed, some are revealed now, some will be revealed later, some only certain people can understand now, other people don't understand again, but they're all there. The Mishnah in Brachos says the Ramban is coming to exclude the false approach by saying Al Kansipo Yagir Rachamecha. The implication is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is reactive, and that the mitzvah came about because Hashem felt bad for birds, and that's not true. The Torah is the source of the world; it's not an addendum onto the world. It affects our life in the world. Of course, it does. But it's not as though a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world and said, "Ah, I made a mistake. What are we going to do? What are we going to do about the suffering of these people, that people, these birds, those birds? How can we rectify it? Watson, how should we rectify? Ah, I know. I will give them this mitzvah." That's what the Ramban says. That's what the Mishnah is addressing. Why we're mashtik that person? Why do we silence him? Because he's saying something which is absolutely heretical. It's heretical. Says the Ramban that I'm going back. Apologize. I'm going back to the second little paragraph here, and again and on the page 1. וזה עניין שגוזר הרב במצווה שיש להם טעם מבור הוא מאוד כי בכל אחר הטעם ותועלס ותיקון לאודם מלבד סחורן מאיס המצווה בהן יסבורך. The concept of Tamei Torah is that the mitzvah above and beyond, separate from the schar that a person receives for filling the tzivui, the commandment of Hashem, but the mitzvah is metaking the person, the mitzvah rectifies the person, the mitzvah perfects the person, the mitzvah inculcates the person with rachamim. That's the idea of Tamei Torah. The Tam of the mitzvah has an effect upon the affect of the individual. Not that this is the reason why the tzivui was made. Hashem made the tzivui. The reward they receive for fulfilling tzivui is one aspect, and the effect that the tzivui has, the tam, has on our affect, in this case Rachmanis, is another part of the mitzvah. And like we said before, the Mishnah in Brachos is only coming to exclude, it's not coming to exclude the concept of Tamei Torah, it's coming to exclude something which is a statement built upon ignorance, which borders on heresy. That is as though Hashem felt bad for birds, and that's why he created the commandment. Fine. There's another medrash. This is the first medrash in Kiseitse. This is also brought up by the Mefarshi Rambam as well. Like I said, not those on the dot, but a slew of others who speak on the Rambam, who get involved with the difficulty in the Rambam in the Yad versus the Rambam in Morne Vuchim. He says, Kiseitse. Right, the first medrash there. Ki kore kan sipol afanecha, etc. Halacha. So that's what the medrash. Tino shenola kishu mohu. Mao shi mutter or shesorech lamul so. Child was born circumcised. Do we need to extract a drop of blood from him? Hatofas dam bris. This is something we have many times. When there's some sort of chison in the mila, even though the skin has been cut off, right? You could have a child born, right, with the foreskin already pushed down. So what do you do? So there's a din of hatofas dam bris. Because the bris of Avram Avinu, it's an interesting statement. Because the bris of Avram Avinu, But na'ina talamad, yeah, lovin min haTorah. Where do we know it from? From the Torah. Shenem or himol yimol yilid beischa. The double terminology. Himol yimol. Even if the child is born mahul already, you need to do an act to consecrate that milo and a drop of blood. Fine. Then the medrash continues. Once again, this is not the full medrash, but the same ketav of the medrash. Lama ha-tinok nimol l'shmoni yamim. Why is the tinok circumcised on the eighth day? Shenas na kosh bochu rachamim olav. Whoa. It's telling us that the mitzvah emanates from Hashem's rachamim on the tinok. All these mitzvahs which show, as it were, care, concern for the feelings, as it were, of the animal kingdom. And of course, ours. Ukeshem shenos nakosh bochu rachamim al behema kach nismali rachamim ala ofos minayin shenemer ki kikare kan sipor lefanecha. So this, what I claimed was ostensibly was heresy before, that a kosh bochu looks at the world and decides the mitzvah based upon the issues of our physical world. And as the Torah is reactive, because that's what this medrash is saying. Bang. That's in no words. What do you do with that? So what do we have so far? We have a Rambam who leans one way in Morne Vuchim, the Takans of Tama Mitzvos. Halacha, he paskins in Hilchas Tefillah that one must not say that just as your mercy is upon the birds, right, so too should you show mercy upon us. One must not say that in his Tefillah. We've got the Ramban saying that that's all wrong. There's no such machlokas. Everybody uses such thing as tami and mitzvos, but that the tami and mitzvos, the concept of tami and mitzvos, is to the mitzvah is meant to have an effect upon our affect. That's what it means by tami and mitzvos. It's not coming to discuss the Hashem's will, where God, you know, kaviyachol emanated from. His will is His will. It's not because He's moved by the difficulties that any particular bird, even Tweety Pie, is experiencing. And that, we said, is almost heretical to think that way. And all of a sudden we got a medrash and it seems to say that. So what do you do? What do you do now? Saying that, I mean, it doesn't say the whole mitzvah of the meal, but at least an aspect of the meal. Why the eighth day? Because Hashem has rachmanas on the baby. That means that an aspect of the mitzvah, I don't think there's any given, an aspect of the mitzvah, or the mitzvah as a whole, emanates from an issue that exists in our physical experience with the mitzvah, or an aspect of it is reactive. Swasemis. Two swasemises. I think that it'll make sense. So Hashem says in Tafresh Mem Zion, in this parsha, he says in the Medrash, "Kishem shenasam rachamav al adam, kachal behema bala of," etc. Umakshim, they ask the question, "What about the Mishnah?" Well, the Mishnah in Medrash is going like the Ramban. Forget about the Rambam. I'm saying the issue of here is even put in the Ramban. Ramban said the Mishnah over there is telling us, don't think that Hashem's mitzvahs emanate from his quote unquote feelings, emotions, right? His rachamim. Don't say that. And this Medrash says mafush, that's what's happening. Hashem sees the difficulty, child up until 8 days, too young, etc. We will do meal on the 8th day. So he asked the question. Says the Sfasemis. He says, "Achein, Hashem Yisbarach HaYodea HaKol." Hashem knows, is attached to everything. All creation is His creation. It all emanates from Him. "HaYodea Das Malachim V'Adam Behem V'Chol Briyah V'Chein Rachamav Al Kol Ma'asav." What does that mean? I think what it means is Hashem knows essentially the lack, the deficiency of every creation, because He's the creator and they are creations. He knows their essential deficiency, that He always has rachamim on them. Vashem Yisborach, right? Also, Yodea ki rachmonas shala em al efrochim be'inyan zeh in ki lokach em al aboni. And it goes a step further. Hashem, in His essence, is a Rachman upon the entire Bria, because de facto he understands the Bria is from Him. The Bria is not complete. He's Merachim. And He understands and He knows the Rachmanus of the mother bird on the Ephrochim. If you'll see, be there as you push her off and take the, what do you call it, take the eggs from beneath her. But, says Vasemis, Va'adraba machmas eila mitzvah shenasan Hashem Yisborach ba'behemu ba'olf machmas zeh nimtze behem inyan zeh harachmim. How does the concept of rachamim exist in our world? How do we know? How do we become privy? How do we experience what's called rachamim? Remember, everything is a creation. Feelings, emotions, the truth that we're familiar with, it's all what Hashem has shared with us. It's all kaviyachol an aspect that He wishes to share with us of what is real, what is true. He wants to share with us rachamim. And therefore, Adrabe machmas ela mitzvah shenasna shibisbrok ba behemu ba of machmas zen nimtze behem inyan ze harachmim. The concept, the experience of rachamim is in the world. Why? Because we're through the mitzvos that address rachamim. That's why they're in the world. That's why they're in the world. Be'emes kokiyom abriyo barachmi. The Bri couldn't exist, that we know from the very beginning of Bereishis. Bereishis bar lakim, says the world can't exist, midas adin, shitibu midas rachmi, kodesh baruch hu joined rachmi, mercy together with exacting din. There'd be no bria. Rachmi exists as a value. Rachmi exists as a concept. Rachmi exists as what we experience. We experience it. Why? Because the world emanates from Hashem's Ratzon, the blueprint of which is the Torah, and that becomes the makor for rachamim within the world. Like it says, we say in Nishmas, Hamanai Alama b'chesed v'riyos of the rachamim. The whole creation of the world is the chesed. Right? And all the creatures exist in a state of rachmim. Hashem is merachim on everything. The Jewish people who are the climax of the Bria, because we march to the beat of Hashem's Torah as opposed to the rest of the world. We're the Ikar Bria, Hem Rachmanim Biyoser. Since we're closer to the source, the Torah is called Rachmana. The Torah is called Rachmana. The Torah is the expression of Hashem sharing Kavyachol, His will with us. It's the source of the world, and it's the expression of sharing Kavyachol Himself with us. That's the greatest act of Rachamim. So if the Jewish people are Rachmanim Biyosef, it's one of the three character traits of the Jewish people. Rachmanim, Baishonim, and Gomli Chasadim. Hakbachol abriya yesh min arachmim kifig zeiroso yizbarach. Ve'zeo shomra medir shenason rachamov. That's why it says Hashem wanted to express His rachmim upon the tinok. And therefore, right, that expression of rachmim on the tinok is through the mitzvah of mila. Not because of the weakness of the tinok did the mitzvah come into being. Hashem wished to express, to define, to implant in the Bria this concept of rachamim. And therefore, right? Therefore, the source for that becomes through the Torah. That's in contradistinction to the Gur of the Gemara. The Gemara says, right, the Mishnah says, Misha Omer Shatama Mitzvah, Yadesh Hashem Yisparach Rachim Al Kanat Zippor. Person says that the mitzvah emanates from Hashem's rachmim. V'ze'eino adrav mitzvah zo nasan Hashem yizbarach rachmim ba'tzipor atzma. The very existence of the rachmim, the tzipor vis-a-vis its own progeny. There would be no rachmim. Every creature would just be into itself. There would be no rachmim from one creature to another, from mother to a child, from one person to another person. There wouldn't be no rachmim were it not for the mitzvah. So Semes in Tafresh Lamed Aleph addresses the terminology of the Mishnah when it says that they're not the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the Lashon Mishnah was Eishein midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmim El Gzeiros. Listen to this. The Medrash Katzipur nirish afsh be'emes hu rachmei Hashem yisbarach. Nikon kum ein la'odam lasos ha'mitzah ragba avur gzeiros ha'makom. So he said, it is rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon the bird, but it's not that the mitzvah emanated from that. The mitzvah became the conduit of expression of Hashem's rachmim towards the bird. But when I say it is rachmim, so why not say ha'katzipur yigi rachmim? Because that is confusing. Right? There the person could make the mistake night. He could make the mistake. Ki ein lo odom lomar kein. Im ki adavar emes. It is an expression of rachamim upon the bird. Again, the very concept of rachamim exists because of the mitzvahs, as Hashem has already taught us. Minishalti alzim loshna gemarsha osa midosav shal kodesh boruchu rachamim veinim el gzerus. Vishavti, says the Hashemis, ki perish midosav hu kefi shetzin seim hakodesh boruchu ritzonu batoro with mitzvos. The Torah and the mitzvos are the tincture. They are the synopsis, the encapsulation of Hashem's rotzon in a fashion that is understandable, approachable for us. Hashem in all His essence, and all His truth, and all of everything that He is, we can't swallow that. The Hashem's midos are the diminution, kaviyachol, if you could say that, of His presence in a fashion that we can relate to it. The midah, just like midah is a measure, not just a character trait. A midah is a measure; it's immeasurable. Shitzimtzim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ritzono B'Torah V'Mitzvah Shiyeh La'Adam B'Midah Shiyuchal La'Asos Ritzono Hashem Yisbarach. Yes, give it to us in a way that we can do something with it. If someone hands you the sun in your lap, what do you do with it? All you can do is get burnt up by it. If someone hands you something that you can hold in your hand, that you can relate to, it's not beyond you, it doesn't swallow you up or engulf you or drown you. That's what it is, B'Midah, in a measure. Ligzor means to cut. The gzeros are snippets that encapsulate those things kaviyachol from Hashem that He wishes to give over to us. We can't encompass, we can't wrap our heads around Hashem kaviyachol in His total essence. We have to focus on the fact that the mitzvah is the gzeira. It's not that it's not rachamim, but don't focus on the rachamim shabo, because then as it were you become preoccupied with making God in the image of man. You're familiar with rachamim, of course. Where'd you get the rachamim from? That's a separate issue. Familiar with rachamim, Hashem is also being rachamim. You have to realize it's gazur. This is just a snippet. That's the ikar focus. That's the ikar focus. Ikar focus of the mitzvah has got to be on what? On the gzeira shabo. On this is a little bit of Hashem giving Himself to us. Not on the tam that goes along with it, because then, as it were, we begin to think, oh, right, Hashem is doing like we do. Even though it is true that our rachamim is similar to His rachamim, but we shouldn't think that He's doing something that we, of course, understand is true. We only have the concept of rachamim because it comes from Him. So therefore, the focus has to be on we are receiving a small packet, a usable, swallowable packet from Him. It's a gzeira. We're still left with the difficulty in the Rambam, and again, a lot of ink has been poured onto this. I would suggest maybe just one possibility, and there are some unfortunate maramis to it, that in Tefillah, Rashi himself in Brachos mentions it, and the Mefarshim Rambam bring this down, that the idea of Kansipo Yagir Rachmach shouldn't be said in Tefillah, because it's a confusion of the issues. It's true, it's Rachmi. There's rachamim on the kansipur, and there's rachamim on that we're asking. Tefillah itself is called rachamim, right? Tefillah itself is called rachamim. But there's a difference, and a very obvious difference. In tefillah, when we're asking for rachamim, we're saying to the Ribon Shalom, we are in the act of reaffirming, re-strengthening in ourselves our complete dependence upon Him, that we should be worthy of His rachamim. He wants to be merachim on us. because he knows how deficient we are. He knows about the entire creation, because it's creation. He's the creator. But we live in a fictitious world much of the time. We live in a world of fame and power and pleasure, right? The act of rachmim, the act of rachme, of tefillah, is to remind ourselves how totally dependent we are upon him. If we use the model of Hashem being the rachim, right? Being the rachim upon the bird, right? It ki'ilu implies that well, perhaps to say it this way, in tefillah, when we ask for rachmim, we're asking ki'ilu for something that looks like a change. It's not really a change. Hashem doesn't change. But when we change ourselves, it requires the act of recognizing and realizing how so completely dependent we are upon him, that opens up the gateways of rachamim. By comparing it to the Kansipur, the Tzipur didn't open up any gateways of rachamim. Lehefech. It was all unilateral on the part of the Rabbonu Shalom. He wanted to create the concept of rachamim in the world, and therefore gave the mitzvah, it's unilateral from his direction, to use it in our tefillah, which by its very essence is a bilateral act, a bilateral experience. We recognize our deficiency, and that opens up the gate that blocks his rachamim from coming upon us. He doesn't change, we change. We choose to recognize that. There is the mistake. There is the mistake. There is the error. That's why one shouldn't say that during tefillah. One shouldn't say that during tefillah. But in terms of the concept being true, the concept is definitely true. Definitely, definitely true. Definitely, definitely true. The concept of rachamim is true. The concept of Hashem's rachamim upon everything is true. The concept of Tami Mitzvahs is true. This needs a lot of thought. A lot of thought. But in any event, so I think perhaps that's a little bit, I don't know. But sheds a little bit more light on the discussion of Tamei Mitzvos from the vantage point of the Ramban and the Rambam. Okay. Shabbat Shabbos.